airplane for any type of approach. Bobby?
Well, during the summer months of 1968, as I recall, we had a lot of thunderstorms in the Amarillo area. The T-38 had arrived in Amarillo to practice ILS approaches, multiple approaches. He was stationed in Reese and planned to return to Reese Air Force Base in Lubbock. There were three people in the IFR room at the time, myself, a trainee, and another controller working departures. The T-38 made an ILS approach and decided then that he would return to Reese because of the thunderstorms in the area. He elected to go southbound into the thunderstorm area, and we had got clearance for him to proceed on back to Reese.
Where were you at this time?
I had gone to the restroom and once the T-38 had departed the area. When I returned, the trainee had begun a vector to a surveillance approach to a T-38 without radio transmit capability, which turned out to be the T-38 that it, we thought had gone to Reese. He had gotten between a couple of thunderstorms just south of Amarillo and gotten hailed on severely. And he had turned around on his own and returned to Amarillo with a receiver, but no transmitter. The top of the aircraft had been battered severely. The cockpit was literally full of ice and water. Two pilots inside, an instructor and a student pilot. Trainee decided to run a no-gyro surveillance approach on the aircraft, assuming that he had no other capabilities other than the fact that he could hear the controller, and he proceeded to vector him on a no-gyro type surveillance approach to runway 22. When it was runway 21 at that time. The pilot landed safely.
Did the trainee get any assistance from the departure controller?
Gosh, I don't know, Clint. I don't remember.
Okay, all right.
That was not brought up.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember whether he did or not.
Okay.
But I'm sure that he did get some assistance. But it was a one-shot type deal where the aircraft was going to land, period.
Right. So this trainee, who was Clint Matheny, had been on position how long when he ran his first no-gyro surveillance approach?
Approximately 15 minutes. This is his training that long. Not much traffic at the time, but
so a surveillance approach can be run by a trainee with 15 minutes of radar experience.
Okay.